B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
A sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Many storylines here, but the one that's going to stick for most people is this most definitely poor call or non-call on the Boston Bruins. This should never have happened, and Bruins fans have a right to be upset. Watch this as he gets tripped here by right here from Bozak, and it's Achari. You can see the official has a clear view of it, a crystal clear view. Again, look at him. There's nothing to impede his view of the trip, and he does have a clean trip here. This is what he saw. No call, and then seconds after that, the puck was in the back of the Boston net. This is a disaster causing Cam Neely to act like this, and I don't blame him because you work all year long to eliminate 29 teams to get yourself in a position to be 2 out of 3 in a Stanley Cup final. An official blows a call as badly as that was blown. That's just unforgivable. And I don't know where Kelly Sullivan winds up again, but it shouldn't be refereeing another Stanley Cup final game.
Mike Milbury after the game last night on NBC. Last night's game was on the network, by the way, not on NBC Sports.
Gabe did a pretty good number.
I don't know
last
how they
night.
Decide those things, but the rating went up. It did a what? What did it do here, Jim? A 25?
25 and change.
What's the 25.3. number? 25.3. It does better when they put it on the network.
Yeah. Another 22 in Providence.
Providence.
Providence doesn't count.
Providence. Who counts Providence ratings?
The third highest market.
That's when you get gas.
St. Louis did a 28.
Listen, when
that's
you start
I get gas when I go to
when you start counting Providence ratings, that's when things are desperate.
Hit the casinos down
there. Oh, we
got to
count
gas.
Our Providence ratings. Listen, we'll leave that to second place teams.
That scrappy college all basketball right. team down there.
Start counting your Providence ratings.
Yeah. So that wasn't on the Boston based sports.
I'll just
sports
worry.
Radio
I'll just,
station.
I'll just worry about the Boston market myself.
Yeah. So that was his comments weren't on a Boston based sports radio station. That's from a. The man that covers a league that does games.
Oh, he's a Boston guy.
I know he's
though.
A Boston guy, but
I mean, come on.
Unforgivable.
Oh, that's a national guy. Like hell it is. I mean, he might as well be on a Boston station.
I bet you Ronick
all those old boys were in the building.
Yeah. I bet you Ronick would have said the same thing.
Yeah, also a Boston guy.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah.
You've been around now enough to know. Hey, that's
okay.
Not
okay.
Call that.
Anyone with a functioning brain last night would have said the same thing that Mike Milbury said, though. Right. Well, this isn't controversial.
Even if it was,
no, the St. Louis paper put it in the paper.
No kidding.
Even if there was a slight,
this isn't really all that controversial today. I mean,
like
what's there to say?
This is even if there was slight embellishment there, which there wasn't, you still make the call because it was so crack boom. Like whoa, you don't even think about it. Like well, I kind of see it didn't. You heard it. If you're that referee that was 5 feet from that, you heard that. He went ass over tea kettle.
Here's what I've seen so far from the was he diving front. Okay. This is from hockeybuzz.com. Mm-hmm. Was it a penalty? Here is why it wasn't called. This was the headline. It was a trip, no question. And then he wrote, however, in my opinion, watching it live, it felt that Achari helped it a little too much.
With the right,
crap.
See, I thought that initially too, with the way the right leg whips over the top violently, but Hardy's right here. He's trying to,
because he wrote the leg that wasn't tripped went flying through the air and it looked like Achari was trying to exaggerate the play. And that's why I believe the referees were thrown. It was a trip, but in real time, it looked like a dive in real time.
Then go
in slow motion. It looks like
slow motion. It looks like
in real time. If you watch it in real time, the right foot is planted and he's trying to stay with the play because the puck is there.
He's trying to keep that his balance and stay off his ass,
which is why the right foot whips over his head so violently when he finally does get knocked up underneath.
Tea kettle. Yeah.
I mean,
that creates
bam.
The whipping motion. Yes.
Right.
I thought it was, yeah, okay, I could see him swinging that leg over. And Hardy was right. He's trying to keep his skate on the ice. And then when he doesn't, he just flips over.
Right.
See, in real time to me, it just looks like a fast play from a heavy guy coming at another heavy guy and flipping him over. which tends to happen when you're not expecting it. When you can't see what's coming from behind, it's like a whiplash effect. It's like, ah, you know, it looks, that looks like embellishing when you get hit from the front, you know, Tarasenko, or you get hit on the side and you go, ah, throw your head back. But when one of your legs gets taken out and you start going over and the other leg flies back, it, watch it in real time. Tell me you look like it, it looks to me like he's got that all planned out in his head. He's gonna try and sell it in that instant.
Yeah.
When he doesn't even know it's coming. It's like instantaneous. You're telling me like he decided to make that all happen at that moment? It's nuts.
Right.
I think it's nonsense.
Right. That was the plan there.
I don't believe it.
That his plan there was to try and kick his right leg as violently as he possibly could as he goes down. Yeah, no, I don't think that was really his plan.
No.
And then gets pulled off the ice by the spotter. That was all part of the plan? Stay down on the ice, get pulled off the ice by the spotter too, take himself completely out of the play, and then watch a goal get scored? What? So, I just don't think there's very many people with that opinion today. That's why I don't think it's that controversial. They blew it. They blew it badly. Tyler Bozak starts making his case to the official because he just assumed he had been called for the penalty when he hadn't, which is remarkable. So that's what went on last night at the Garden, and we're getting your reaction to it today. We'll continue to do that as we go right up until 2 o'clock today when Felger Maz take over. We will get more of your calls. We've got fake promos coming up at 150-617-779-0985.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Your windshield than you think.
Miss something?
You gotta wear your lucky jersey, don't wash the lucky socks,
rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Tainted victory for the St. Louis. Bergeron's gonna lean in for the draw with 7 seconds left against O'Reilly. Bergeron wins it again. Near point, it's Krejci. Fires. Binnington the save. Rebound squirts to Steen. He'll skate it far side. The St. Louis Blues come up with a victory in Game 5. 2-1 in regulation. It is a tainted victory for the St. Louis Blues, but they have now put themselves one win away from their first ever Stanley Cup title.
Yes, the St. Louis Blues, one win away from winning the Stanley Cup. But all it will take is one Bruins win to force this into a Game 7 Wednesday night at the Garden. That's all it takes. They can go down there and win a game. Let's not totally write this thing off yet. Right, so?
Yeah, Beetle.
Don't tell me they can't go
down
there and win a game.
Canal Street on Wednesday.
Go down there and win a game. Okay? Go down there and win Sunday night. Or don't. I mean, you know what? If you're not going to score any goals, if you got no plans on waking up Krejci, Bergeron, Marchand, Pastrnak, Zoe's got you out of town, Pastrnak. You better wake up, man. You want to keep doing things here.
Walker was a good, productive receiver. Broke records, everything.
Zoe's ready to trade your ass if you don't win the series.
You better get the ball down the hash. You know, fading. Was it a good throw or was it a bad catch? Yeah, kind of both, right?
Like I said, you know, Nova Scotia, beautiful this time of year. I hear summertime in Nova Scotia is really nice. People vacation up
good,
there.
Good seafood chowder there?
I
Not
guess.
Not clam chowder, seafood chowder. Cause it's
and you know what?
So
you
abundant.
Would think the water is very cold there, right? Ooh. Because Maine, the water's freezing.
Right.
I hear that's not true in Nova Scotia. I actually hear they have warm water at the beaches in Nova Scotia
Why
in
is that?
Summertime. And I'm sure Brad Marchand would love it. Right? He's from there. I'm sure Bergeron. Go golfing.
I mean, he looks
Start
good.
Making the tee times, man.
Facial, everything looks good.
Right.
These guys are clean.
Krejci, go back home to Europe, visit the family, do whatever it is you got going.
Finland?
You know, it's
like. Spin some windmills?
Yeah. Training camp is what? September? You don't have that much time off. You know, you only got a couple months to do everything you want to do.
That's Holland. Holland's a point of choose.
Do it now. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
I got construction going on at the garden. If you guys want to just wrap it up, you can wrap it up Sunday. Up to you.
I like those ferry commercials over to Nova Scotia. They got the big cat. They got the stretch out. You got the nice comfort seatings. Yeah, reclinable chairs. Nice bar, restaurant on board.
Or get your crap together and win a game down there and bring this back for 7 on Wednesday.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
That would be much preferred here. And don't tell me they're not capable, because we know they are. We know they are. Let's go to Alex. He's in Easton today. Alex.
Yeah, my question mostly is why is it a given that Backus is inserted back into the lineup? I mean, we're dying on offense. So why do we want to put probably the slowest guy we can find back on the ice? I mean, don't you think maybe, I'm not sure who the guy would be, but shouldn't we go and look for the best fast black ace guy we can put out there?
Who said Backus is back in?
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I missed that part. Maybe I thought he was back in. I apologize.
I don't know.
My thing is I don't see why we want to put anybody, because we're not going to suddenly start off physically in St. Louis at this point. I think our best shot and our best advantage is the speed game. So I think we should be looking at putting a forward in there who may be able to speed up things a little bit.
Okay, I don't know why you think Backus is back in. I don't know where that's coming from. Is anyone saying Backus is back in?
I haven't heard that. No.
Anyone?
I saw the shot of him, steam coming off his head up on the, what was that, ninth floor, right?
I don't need him back in. You? I'm good.
Would it have changed anything last night?
I thought they looked quicker without him. I thought he would have been zero impact on that game last night. I don't think they need him. So I don't know what that's a response to. I don't think he is back in. And if Grizzlick does get cleared to come back, and we assume Char is going to play again, they're going to go 7D again, I think. I don't know that. Bruce Cassidy wouldn't answer the question last night. He said he wasn't going to get into that yet. And he spoke this morning. Did he address that at all, Jim? Do you have any idea? I didn't see anything on that. So he's not getting into that yet. But if Grizzlick gets cleared, they might again go 7 defensemen. And that would still leave another forward out. Granted, we still need to know what the status is of Achari. If Achari's in protocol, or what Achari's situation is. What the update is health-wise on him. If he does, in fact, have a concussion. We don't know if he does or he doesn't. Just because he got pulled off the ice doesn't mean anything. We'll wait and figure all that out. Michael's in Florida. Michael.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Yeah, we all know that the call or the non-call last night was really egregious. But it always goes back to, and Maz says this a lot about Chris Sale when he doesn't get run support. You know, you're paying the guy to keep the other team from scoring. And I think Tuukka Rask is getting a pass here a little bit because, in my opinion, I think that shot last night, or it was a pass, but he's got to make that stop. You know, he's let in. You know, he's been very solid in the playoffs and in the Stanley Cup. But the goal last night and the goal the other night that went between his shoulder and post, I just think Tuukka is getting a free pass on this one because it was such a bad non-call. And I just wanted to see what you guys thought.
They've been chasing since that wraparound goal. Yeah, that one that snuck in at first minute of the game. Maybe that's one where I could say, you just weren't ready to go from the get-go there. Maybe get in there and you're just kind of feeling your way out a little bit. You know, let's watch the puck a little bit. And boom, right around 30 seconds in. You're like, oh, boy, we're down 1-0. Been chasing since that point. You've been chasing since that point. Now, I really can't look at these other ones. I mean, the one last night got caught up between his pads because it's a pass. Maybe we could have had that one. But other than the other ones I've seen, they're teeing off right in front of him. He even said it. Hey, they're hitting from the ladies' tees. I don't know what you want me to do. I don't know what you want me to do. But I can't sit here and say he's the problem. I'd put it more on the offense. You score goals, you win. And I understand if you stop goals like Bennington did in Birmingham, then you also can walk away and you get a little slap on the head. And maybe you're the star last night. And he was. He was good. I still don't think their goalie's great. I think our goalie's a hell of a lot better. That's what sucks. Yeah, that guy's one win away. That goalie's one win away from a Stanley Cup. Jeez, there's hope for all you goalies.
Steven Newton's got the solution for the Bruins offense. Steve, what do you got?
I guess that's why they call them the Blues.
Time. Oh,
what a game last night. That was so terrible. I'm going under the tunnel, but all I can say is we got to keep this. We got to keep the speed up.
Rolling like thunder under the covers. And I guess that's why they call it the Blues.
We already did it.
Does.
Just so wish it away. Look at me like it's forever.
I don't know the lyrics to this. I have to look these up.
Make them up. Time on my hands.
No.
Any women know it can only get better.
All right, I'll stop it.
Zoe seems to know them pretty well. Pick it up again. Keep going.
No. Can we roll the changes? I want to feel better. That makes me feel better. Checking Jim Murray's traffic
more
patterns.
Than I love life itself.
You know what? And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Loving like children.
Our children
living like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers, and I guess that's why they call it the Blues. Blues Traveler.
Yep, this is my favorite
Stevie
Blues Traveler
Wonder
song.
Playing the harmonica, Tom T-Bone Morgan tells us.
Seems like kind of a waste to Stevie Wonder.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't care.
We're going to have Stevie in the studio.
Turn it up, Jim.
Oh, listen to Stevie honking on the bobo. Woo!
When I'm a big girl, cry in the night if it helps. That's what happens to get your ass kicked.
And mama now.
Blame the Bruins. Don't blame us. Blame the stupid calls today. Stupid comments from us. Stupidity from Jim. Hardy's dumb shirt. His wife bought him.
What?
That's a nice shirt. Guess that's why they call it the Blues. Time on my. Guess NBC 10 had enough, huh?
Yeah. Bye.
Hey, good.
See you later. It's been a weird day here.
See ya.
Really has.
Oh, how are you?
Do you have any interest in that Elton John movie?
Oh, I saw something on that the other day.
So why should I watch that movie?
Yeah, yes. Yes, they're rolling you on the saxophone now.
Why should You're a good flutist.
Already on the saxophone.
I was interested in seeing it until I found out it's a true musical. Like I haven't seen it.
I have no interest.
But it is my understanding that instead of just playing the songs, they will burst into song.
I'm out.
I'm good.
Out.
I don't.
O U T out.
I don't do musicals.
Out.
I do plays. Nothing. No.
Out. Tyler and Braintree.
Care.
What's up? Braintree representing again. First Braintree call of the day has David Pastrnak getting traded. So what's the second one have?
I just want to say that I think one of the worst parts of that game was the second period power play where it took them forever to finally get the puck in the zone. And when it finally was in the zone, Krejci just sat there on the left side of the net just holding the puck for what felt like forever.
I said on that power play that at this point they should start declining them. I said this is a waste of time. What are we doing here?
It was unbelievable.
Let's just wave them. Let's just say, you know what? We don't need them anymore. This is a waste of time. It's almost like they're regressing. They're going backwards when they get the power play now. Frustrating. Very frustrating night for the Bruins. Ooh. Oh, we found a guy who disagrees on the embellishment. He thinks Achari was taking a dive there. Andrew Blackstone, go ahead.
Yeah, so I think it was, it should have been a call, but I see it more like in the NBA, you know, you pump fake, you get a guy to leave his feet, and you kind of lean into it, and you get the foul shots. You know, yeah, it's a call, but I'm kind of like, you know, I don't really like it that much.
Okay, so he's playing the puck. He gets hit from behind, and his left leg gets lifted. He's trying to keep his skate. And then when he goes ass over tea kettle, what's he supposed to do with that right leg?
So if you look at the play, he's facing him at first, and he eyeballs him, and then he turns his back to him to get him to trip him like I'm talking about. And then you know, he's planning on it, so he's ready to shoot that.
So you think he baited him?
I do, yeah. So I think it should have been a call. Like I said, I'm a Bruins fan. Yeah. But I also saw him eyeball him, turn his back to him, and then, you know, I just see it as, you know, yeah, he baited him.
So, okay.
He looks back.
So
no,
he actually.
Not him.
He thinks, Andrew Blackstone thinks he took it so far as to, he set him up and put himself in position, and the entire thing was a setup. That he set himself up, saw it happening, planted himself there.
I see Carlo looked
waited
back.
For the contact, waited for the last second, and the whole thing was a setup and a dive. That's impressive.
That's a hell of a setup.
That's a hell. I mean, that's impressive.
That's a long con.
That is a long con.
For all that to happen, man.
That he saw it. He saw the play developing, got in the corner. Got on the puck,
you know,
turned his back, and waited
myself.
Right here. Wow.
He turned and delayed on the puck
and stopped on the puck and waited for contact to the legs and waited to be slew-footed. Mm. That's impressive if he was able to do all that. I'm not buying it. Not buying it one bit.
It's the first one we heard there.
At least he says it should have been a call. Should have been a penalty. That's generous of him. That's generous of Andrew, considering he thinks the entire play was fraudulent on the part of Nola Chari. That's generous. 617-779-0985. If you're on hold, stay put. I gave out the number, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
I'm locking him up. So if you're on hold, you'll get through. If you haven't called yet, you will not get through until Felger and Mass.
That's cool.
One more segment of your calls, then to the takeaways, the fake promos on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
First, our introduction.
Zolak. Bertrand.
Double whammy.
Zolak and Bertrand. Continues 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kozak avoids a tripping penalty. Perron into the circle. Tried to center. They score! David Perron bounced it off the pad of Rask. And the St. Louis Blues take a 2-0 lead.
Well, I tell you what, behind the play, there's an injured Bruin down. It's going to be Achari who gets slew-footed by Tyler Bozak. Everyone's looking for a penalty. Tyler Bozak, who trips him up, I think he's thinking he's going to the box. The Bruins kind of stopped playing. One player did not stop playing. That was David Perron. And as fans are starting to throw bottles and towels on the ice, David Perron sticks with it. It looks like he's going backdoor to Tyler Bozak. It ends up going right under the right pad of Tuukka Rask.
David Perron, seventh of the playoffs, and there's going to be a delay as the Boston fans are chucking bottles, towels, and everything onto the ice. Not a surprise, to be honest with you.
Well, you know what? It's a good non-call. It's a good non-call. There's a battle. It looks like Achari goes to counter-hit Tyler Bozak. Their feet do just get tied up. Kind of incidental contact. Achari flies back, and again, it's just he comes up, takes his feet out underneath him just a little bit. In a Stanley Cup final game like this, it's a good non-call.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it's a good knock call. I'm so stupid.
My head hurts after listening to that.
What a bunch of... They don't even believe their own BS.
Oh, my God. There's contact. Look at Bozak. He even looks back. He thinks he's going to the box.
Yeah, because he committed a penalty.
Oh, he called it right away. He knew it.
They were brilliant on the call. The home radio for them.
He got it right.
I would like to listen to that.
And then he realized, oh, no, we're going to win a game on this.
I would like to listen to that in its entirety again. I really would. Okay. Can we listen to it again?
Listen to this guy flip in a matter of a minute. Go ahead.
Sorry. While Jim's getting that ready, he realizes
he actually shortened it up to make it for so we could play it. I'll play the full version. Hang on.
He realizes the importance of what the play is going to mean to the game and to the Blues, and he changes his take on what actually happened.
What a different feeling being up
2-0. What a bunch of BS. They're talking about it being a puck battle. Puck battle indicates
incidental contact.
No, Achari was going to give it to him, too.
Achari was looking for a counter hit. He was looking for a counter hit.
9:37 to go in the third period of Game 5. Blues clinging to a 1-0 lead. Bozak avoids a tripping penalty. Perron into the circle. Tried to center. They score! David Perron bounced it off the pad of Rask. And the St. Louis Blues take a 2-0 lead.
Well, I tell you what. Behind the play, there's an injured Bruin down. It's going to be Achari who gets slew-footed by Tyler Bozak. Everyone's looking for a penalty. Tyler Bozak, who trips him up. I think he's thinking he's going to the box. The Bruins kind of stopped playing. One player did not stop playing. That was David Perron. And as fans are starting to throw bottles and towels on the ice, David Perron sticks with it. It looks like he's going backdoor to Tyler Bozak. It ends up going right under the right pad of Tuukka Rask.
David Perron, seventh of the playoffs, and there's going to be a delay as the Boston fans are chucking bottles, towels, and everything onto the ice. Not a surprise, to be honest with you.
Well, you know what? It's a good non-call. It's a good non-call. There's a battle. It looks like Achari goes to counter hit Tyler Bozak. Their feet do just get tied up. Not incidental contact. Achari flies back.
Feet tied up? Where were the feet tied up?
They never got tied up. That was his stick under his feet.
Feet were never tied up. There is no counter hitting. There is no incidental contact. Those are three things that he describes that do not take place on that play. Come here. No. I'm not taking
You just broke. You already broke three things just trying to get out of your chair.
Stand up.
No, I'm not
I'm
kidding.
I'm going to show you a counter hit. I'm going to slap your legs in the back.
How dumb does that guy sound when he says that, number one, it's a puck battle? Like, do puck battles often happen, like, you know, in an open ice area like that, or is it along the boards with two guys trying to get it out? Now, slew foots happen there, and technically, I suppose, for a slew foot, it's got to be underneath and kind of pulled back at the same time. So maybe we've been off on this a little bit the whole time by calling slew. It's a trip. It's a trip.
He says slew foot.
Brutal.
It's a trip. But he calls it a slew foot. And then he says what we all know, that he's going to the box. He looks like he's going to the box for the penalty. That you want to know why? Because he knew he committed a penalty.
Yeah.
That's the reason why he's down. And then you try and come up with their feet get tangled up. That's another way of saying it.
He perfectly called it the first time he saw it on a replay.
Yeah, but then he realized, oh, wait, we, as in the St. Louis Blues, we could win this game here on this. I better make this sound better than it is. Don't want to act like we stole the game.
But NHL, by all means, stick to this whole blue line crap. That part is reviewable for a goal. Anything that happens prior to a goal other than the puck being offside by an inch, you can't review.
Let's not have this be a conversation about review.
If they're going to review offside calls?
This isn't about review.
You don't think that would be a good case where a review would be well used if they're going to continue to review offside calls for goals?
Do you think the ref didn't see it? You think a review is needed? Because what? He didn't see it? The game's moving too fast to see what happened? He saw it.
What other explanation do you have? Then why didn't he call it?
He didn't want to call it. They don't want to call it. That's what it comes down to.
Well, that's one guy. They're acting within this
it's the Stanley Cup final. You just heard it in that call. This attitude of, you don't call that at this time of year.
That's like
you
Phil
don't
Sims.
Call that in the final.
It's like Phil Sims said.
That's what
two
it is.
Left in a football
it's
game.
Not about review.
You don't call PI. You let him play. Why? It's just a foul.
It's an issue of review.
It could be an issue of review.
It's an issue of attitude and approach and how you want the games called and caving to the way that Craig Berube has complained about the officiating. He wants to be able to have his guys go in there and bang on the Bruins. And so far, he's gotten his way.
Look, I wouldn't make it about review if they hadn't reviewed other goals in this postseason because of offside and reviewed ones last night. Look, the one that, you know, Bruins fans want to be called a goal. No, that's not that. To me, there wasn't anything clear and incontrovertible about that. And it should have taken 5 seconds for the call on the ice to remain upheld. Like, let's move on. Let's move on. But something like that, that affected the play.
Can I take a couple more calls? Do we have time or no?
Yeah.
No, we do not.
Nope.
Can I take one? Just a single call?
Yeah, take one.
Okay.
Brad in the Cape knows why the water is warm in Nova Scotia. Why is that, Brad?
Why is the water warm?
Hey, guys. So the Gulf Stream, after it passes the Cape, it juts out in a northeast direction. And Nova Scotia, if you look at a map, lays way farther east than Massachusetts or Maine. So even though Nova Scotia is much farther north, it hits the Gulf Stream and the water's warmer up there.
They get much warmer water up there, which is why people go vacation there in the summertime, which is why if Brad Marchand wants to continue to no-show for the Bruins, he can get on a plane and go or ferry, or he can drive if he wants, however he wants to go. He can get right to Nova Scotia by the start of next week. He can get right back to Boston on Monday morning, pack the car, and get right on up to Nova Scotia and get his summer started. Because it's short. When you get to the Cup Final, you have a short summer. So, you know, he's got to get it going.
Training camp starts in like, what, 6, 7
weeks? That's what I said. He's only got like 8 weeks off now. So I get it. You know, those extra couple of days. You know, why waste an extra couple of days playing for a Game 7? You know, if you're just going to keep no-showing. Or he could show up along with Patrice Bergeron and David Pastrnak and David Krejci, who, again, I hope they give him a seat on the way to St. Louis and don't just put him with the rest of the baggage and the rest of the luggage on the way to St. Louis, because that's what he's been, a piece of luggage that they've had to haul around with them for most of the playoffs.
It's not even that much further north. You ever look at this Google globe view?
No, but I will during
it's
the break.
Fun. Yeah, you'll enjoy
The takeaways are next with the fake promos.
You'll
don't
be into
miss
this,
it.
Beetle. You'll...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's me.
Today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. It's open at a brand new location, 3 Center Plaza Government Center. Open June 17th, awaken180weightloss.com. All right, fake promo.
Fake promo Friday. As you listen to Sports Hub all week long, you'll hear promos for shows. These we feel are a better representation of the show. The fake promos, ironically.
Yes.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand. The Sports Hub.
I can picture it now. Marchand on the beach in Nova Scotia. Man on in the
that's the soundtrack.
Yep.
On the boombox sure next to him is. On the blanket.
Take your flute.
Very warm water up there.
Yeah, warm water. Yeah. Some of the warmest waters north of the Carolinas.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, I was working this place called Greasy Tony's, and they were my crew and their crew, and we'd fight.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Rendezvous at your place around 2.
Mm-hmm. What was he in fights, 7 and 14?
I don't know. I just hear Thin Lizzy, the boys are back in town playing in the background whenever Ken and Lowell would...
Boys want to fight, you better let them.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And Stephen A. Smith delivers news on Kyrie Irving and where Kyrie Irving will be going.
Nets now, right?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
He's such a jackass. I saw him last night after the game. I said to him, I said, hey, Dan, you know what you put in your column? Put they got bleeped. Put that in your column. Write that right in there. Yeah, I don't think he did. I read it this morning. It wasn't in there.
Every once in a while, another show will make it into the fake promos.
Yeah.
Here's an example.
Oh. Afternoons at 2, Felger and Maz.
By and large, you know, for the 40-odd years that I've watched, I like it when they swallow it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. But swallow it, you know? Don't put it halfway down your throat and just, oh, no, that.
Felger and Maz on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What was that?
Wow.
Felger enthusiastically agreeing.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Yeah. No. Put it all the way down there. Yeah.
It's all time.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
That doesn't qualify for the Mitchell and Ness treatment.
Celtics jersey.
You don't get that. No, exactly. You don't get that. So anyway.
It's like wearing a Shaq Celtics jersey. Somebody just say that? Oh my God.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports.
I got to tell you, I still don't. I've like blocked out Jim's voice entirely from my head. I hear nothing that he says.
He says,
so even hearing it back again, I don't hear him.
He says Shaq Celtics jersey, and I say, yeah, exactly. And then you say Shaq Celtics.
I'm so used to just saying, shut up, Jim.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
After Brady disgraces New York Mets icon.
What kind of beans?
Baked beans, I'm assuming.
Like Boston baked beans.
Oh.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Sanitarium.
Not sanitation.
All right, two more.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
And you missed the game here, too, with the rain out, right? You got to do a doubleheader when, in August? Yes.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5.
If you're
going to
make points that are not at all pertinent to what's going on, I'm just going to let you figure it out on your own. I don't know.
I wanted that to be edited with extra time thrown in there, and it wasn't.
That was real time.
That was our show.
You want to talk about rainouts in August? Go ahead. Just have the facts right.
All right, last one. Here we go.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
He looks like that guy in Pulp Fiction. Ma, that is a tasty burger.
You think he looks like Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah. Do you mind if I have a bite of your burger?
I don't think he does.
Say what again?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Won't let it go. All right.
It's a good movie. Well,
what are we talking about Monday?
Hopefully we won't be wrapping up this hockey season.
What are we talking about Monday, Vito?
We're either talking about tee times or a game 7.
Okay.
You talking about game 7 or trading David Foster?
And listen, I know the refs suck, but it's going to be up to the Bruins, not the refs. That's what it is. That's the truth. So do your best to cheer up and have a good weekend. Game 6, Sunday night. You catch it here on the Sports Hub. Felger Mazur next.
Score goals.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What was the feeling on the bench in the moment? What was being said there? Was there anything from the referees?
What was being said was you missed an effing call is what was being said on the bench for obvious reasons.
Yeah, that's Bruce Cassidy last night. Where do you think we're starting here on Agenda Free Friday? It's driven to you by the Bernardi Auto Group, where car buying is always agenda-free. Choose from new Acuras, Audis, Hondas, Toyotas, Volvos, and over 500 pre-owned vehicles. Bernardi for now.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.